You've been to Sanford, Texas, population 164. You've been to Marathon, Texas, population 430. You've shot Buddy's car and truck wash. What's the message you're bringing us here with your book and your exhibit?
It's rural America. I mean, it's what I know. It's what I'm attracted to. So I just document it going back over a decade now.
These
New
photos?
Mexico, Arizona, Texas, Colorado, California, where I'm from. It's just an important part. I mean, you know, it's like the real seed of it all is, you know, just road tripping, driving around and noticing things that aren't familiar to you and documenting them, you know?
Yeah. Well, some of the images, a lot of deserted streets. People are very rare in this collection of photos, although abandoned, rusting cars are very plentiful. It's an America that's almost feels like it's falling apart.
Well, America is falling apart, I think, geographically and politically, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and so I think, you know, just I was born in 1970, and I'm from Southern California, and we took a lot of road trips as when I was a kid up to Shasta Lake and Redding, and I have family in Northern California, and you know, at the very basic sort of root of everything, I have a fondness for the road trip and looking out the window before devices and iPads and all this stuff, and we'd stay in cabins and we would fish for trout in the streams, and you know, it was just this idyllic kind of you know, Smokey the Bear, you know, this kind of early California kind of camping, you know, the Coleman coolers and the thermoses and, you know, in the back of the station wagon. And, you know, you can say it's nostalgia, but at the same time, it's just kind of what I know. And so when, regardless of where the state is, when I'm driving around and roaming around with my cameras, I'm sort of naturally drawn to sort of these places that feel somewhat like home, and also places and scenes and streets or buildings or whatever that remind me of movies that I grew up on. And it's important for me to document these things that feel familiar to me in some way.
Now, Texas offers a photographer a good opportunity to use negative space, vast skies, abandoned parking lots, just streets that go off into the horizon. Is that part of the attraction?
Absolutely. But no matter where I am as a photographer, I'm always a little distant from everything. Even in California or in LA, I don't try to get too close. I'm always trying to capture some kind of scene as I see it. And I just pick the camera up and I make the picture that way. I'm drawn to films like Paris, Texas by Wim Wenders, who's one of my heroes. And you watch those, you know, opening 30 minutes of that film, and you know, you're certainly attracted to the color palette. And, you know, when he finally finds water and the buildings, you know, the building that finds himself in, juxtaposed with the environment around it. You know, we like to find these kind of things, I think, cinematically. I do anyway. I don't know about other photographers.
Well, you seem to be drawn to abandoned gas stations and motels that nobody's checked into for like a decade.
I think sociologically we're curious about how those things still exist, who bought them, who built it, how long they've been there, who stays there, how they maintain the electricity bill. Because like you said, not a lot of people are checking in there, because a mile down the road, there's a new Hampton Inn or, you know, Holiday Inn Suites or whatever. But somehow that motel is still there. And no matter what time of day or night, there's always a few cars in the parking lot. So people are somehow choosing that over the Holiday Inn Express or whatever down the street. I find that curious.
Curious, and do you think it's good?
Oh, imagine if those things weren't there. What would it be?
Yeah.
I mean, we're seeing that all around us.
One of my favorite photos in the collection is a truck. It's sitting in a field, and it's virtually entirely covered with vines, and they just seem to be dragging the truck into the ground, like some force is pulling it. And that's a part of, for me, the charm of these kinds of photos. There's an idea, it's called ruin porn, where you photographers go into abandoned buildings like old mental health hospitals, and you shoot pictures of the rust stains on the walls and the different textures and colors, and that's a part of the charm of these kinds of photos.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only one that would drive by that and then turn around as I did and think, wow, these trucks that have been, have certainly long since dead batteries, they're being swallowed up by the earth. So it sort of speaks to, if man stops maintaining something, it ultimately decays or gets enveloped by the earth around it, because the earth ultimately has the final say, doesn't it? Over man's design and architecture and aesthetic and art and, you know, all of these things. Eventually they get destroyed or decay or they get swallowed up. The Scott Theater in the book in Odessa, that is now, I've been told, that's been knocked down. And that was one of the first, or that was actually the first 360-degree rotating movie theater sign in that area. It was a big deal for that part of Texas. And now it's just rubble, and it's just hauled off somewhere to a pile of trash or whatever.
Yeah.
But somebody really put a lot of heart and blood and sweat and tears into that, and now it's gone.
Mm-hmm. This is your third collection of photographs?
I have too many photographs.
As far as books.
But yeah, this is my second book.
A second book.
Over the last 2 years, yeah.
What was the first book about?
It was Polaroids, which I've exposed over the last 12 years. At that point, it would have been 10 years. It was 10 years of American Polaroids that I had exposed. And Refueled magazine out of Fort Worth, Chris Brown is a great guy, and he reached out to me and said, I like your photos. Let's do an issue of the magazine. And I said, well, let's, instead of just doing an issue of the magazine, let's make a book. And so we made a hardcover, as they say, coffee table book of some of my Polaroids that I've exposed over the last decade at that time.
So you're a film guy. You're not a digital guy.
No, I don't. I've never owned a digital camera. Yeah,
And the film you use, is it hard to find?
For the Texas book that we're talking about, I used 4x5 film, and I used an old Graflex press camera. You know, you've seen many old, stock footage or whatever of old movie premieres, or Ouija used one. You know, the old Bellows cameras, they'd have the flash bulbs and they'd throw the bulbs on the ground, whatever. My 4x5 camera is some beat up old press camera.
Mm-hmm.
And the lens that I used is from 1941.
So it's kind of a cumbersome thing traveling around with that.
Yeah, but it's great. I mean, it just adds to the experience. I mean, I could do it all on my iPhone, but I wouldn't have much of a story to tell, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is a film manufactured by Kodak.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, dear to our heart here.
So basically, you can load in the dark film holders as they did, back in those early press camera days. And still do to this day, but Kodak used to make a product called Ready Load.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one single sheet of film in a packet. So you could slide it into the film holder, pull out the envelope, exposing the film, and then you'd make the picture, and then you'd slide the envelope back in, press the release button, pull the packet out, and then just send that packet to the lab. So it was much easier to work with the ready load, which I'm trying to get Kodak to remake again, really to no avail. But it was an amazing technology for 4x5. And I like using older films a lot, because with color films, you get interesting color shifts. You know, it's like expired milk, you know, like old film tends to sort of fade, and it sort of takes on its own kind of interesting color palette.
And that's what you're after when you're doing these vast landscapes of negative space, is a color palette.
I mean, normally I shoot black and white, but I live in Texas now, and I was talking to Chris Brown, what are we going to do for the next book? And I thought, well, I live in Texas now. I'm a big fan of Paris, Texas, and Talking Heads, David Byrne's brilliant film, True Stories. And so picturing roaming Texas and documenting it, I thought of those particular movies, and color came to mind because of those projects. And so I thought, well, if I want to get that color palette that I want, I'm going to use an old lens, which is low contrast. And I'm going to use older films, which tend to sort of flatten over time. Mm-hmm. And the oldest film that I used had expired in 1992, I believe.
You, your background is interesting. You were a professional skateboarder. You're an actor.
Yeah.
Films, Chasing Amy, TV, My Name is Earl. Is there any thread between all of this stuff in the photography that's connected?
Absolutely. Skateboarding being the biggest thread, because that was the endeavor that taught us all to be creative. And photography is a very individual, private affair, as was skateboarding. Acting is great. I love it. I feel blessed to have done what I've done thus far, but you're a small slice of a very, very big pie. With something like skateboarding and photography, it's very individual, it's very personal, and you make the rules, you decide. And so skateboarding basically gave me exposure to different cities and towns and architecture, you know, you find out about different types of music from different skateboarders, and it's a very creative endeavor ultimately. And that would lead to wanting to become an actor, which led to learning about film and cameras and becoming a photographer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Once again, Jason, you're here in Rochester at the George Eastman Museum on 6 o'clock, August 23rd. Book signing, talking about your photographs. Thank you very much for the time.
Absolutely.